MP Ali Cupper. Very good morning to you, Ali. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Matt. I'm good, thank you.
Well, it's great to catch up with you. Thank you for joining us here this morning. More than 2,500 jobs have been lost in some Rasia region since the COVID-19 crisis escalated here in Australia. In less than 2 months, an estimated 1,208 jobs were lost in Mildura, as well as 272 in Irimpel, 229 in Redcliffs, and 199 in the area spanning Wentworth, Bronga and Golgol. That's a lot of unemployment, isn't it?
Yeah, look, and it's heartbreaking, and it goes to show the extent of the pain out there. You know, that this is a real thing. You know, some people like me and probably like you, Matt, like we've been able to keep working. The reality is for a lot of people that hasn't been the case, and we know that there has been a disproportionate level of pain felt by certain pockets of our community. We know that the retail and hospitality sector has been particularly hard hit. Our business community has been hit so much worse than other sectors generally. So I'm going to be using all of that data to go to the government to say this is why we need job creating infrastructure funding here.
Mm-hmm. Moorabbin was said to have lost 178 jobs, Robinvale 111, all up. The Mildura local government area was said to have 2,051 fewer jobs. And like you say, it really is sad. Adding to the losses in Wentworth, Bronga, Golgol and Robinvale brings the total to 2,504. Quite amazing. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about this $2.7 billion stimulus package?
Yeah, well, look, this is hot off the press, and this is very, very much connected to the job losses. I mean, Daniel Andrews has said only just this morning that there's going to be a massive package, infrastructure funding package to kickstart jobs, to help in the Victorian recovery. And two of the major focuses of that stimulus package will be roads and rail. So we know that there's a lot of road and rail work that we need done in this part of the state.
Mm.
We know that in terms of rail, we need to get our freight rail fixed. So that's the Murray Basin Rail Plan. I love a passenger train as well, which is something I've been talking about for 10 years. but certainly, you know, many people before me have been talking about that too, because it's been a bloody long time since we had our passenger train. But also roads, you know, the Robinvale Sea Lake Road is one that desperately needs fixing, along with a whole lot of other, you know, improvements to roads elsewhere in the electorate. So we'll be maximising that information we have about the job losses to try and get a decent share of that funding.
And good to see Premier Daniel Andrews announcing on Sunday the pubs, clubs, cafes and restaurants can have a max up to 20 people. We'll have further details about that a little bit later on this morning. Ali, thank you so much for your time this morning. Always good to catch up with you. Independent from Mildura, the lovely Ali Cupper. We'll catch up with her again next week at Triple M.